One of the things that I was having a little bit of a challenge with, I was on the MI5 network trying to get into that and was having a couple of audio issues. And one of the guys that I was talking to was very helpful, and he was like, well, you need to change this setting in your radio. And it was, you know, some terminology I'd never heard before that was unique to BMR. And I'm like, well, any ideas what, you know, what that would be called on the BTEC, you know, CPS software? And quickly learned by talking to two or three other people that were chiming in that every one of those is different. They have their own brand of, you know, terminology for the same thing. And that was a little bit maddening. I finally drilled down and figured it out. But, geez, what a pain.
It wasn't by chance Talker alias, was it?
No, it was, I'm trying to remember what it was actually called, but it was a setting that won't let you talk over when someone else is transmitting. I can't remember what the BTEC software called it, but it was a little bit obscure.
Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Something that the MI5 system doesn't necessarily care for and will sometimes reject is when your radio has Talker alias enabled. So back in the early days of the ham adaptation of BMR, you used to have to download massive call sign lists. People's radio IDs, their call signs, you had to stick those in your radio. That way you could see who it was you were talking to on the display. And then a couple years ago, some of these radios started doing Talker alias, where it just transmits that data along with your voice packets. And that's great on, you know, a Brandmeister or just whatever, just a ham-style repeater. But when you move that into, like, the MI5, which is all built off of Motorola repeaters and Motorola Site Connect and that kind of commercial grade, it kind of doesn't know what to do with it, and so it wigs out sometimes. So I always suggest turning Talker alias off just to play it safe. So I wondered if that was it.